Yes, we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. I am here with my main man, Marcus Haney. He is the Marine Entrepreneur. Marcus, you hanging or banging today, buddy?
You know, I am a little bit sorrowish because of the fires up here in Northern California, the campfire.
I know. We set off every week to talk about entrepreneurship, but it seems so small when you start thinking about the people who are suffering right down the street up in the Butte area and in Southern California as well.
Absolutely.
It's horrific.
It's so, so sad. And the numbers of deaths are rising.
It's horrible. And we sit here, talking entrepreneurship all the time, trying to build our businesses. And I think going on with our life where people are being displaced, you mentioned the death toll is rising. The sheer destruction, the devastation. And it also makes me think, Marcus, too, all the people that are suffering, but all the people who are fighting right now. You think
Absolutely.
About it, you fought for our freedom in Afghanistan. We have people fighting right down the street trying to save lives, keep the fire from spreading to other areas.
And also the people who are fighting to help those folks who have been displaced, right? Like my buddy Drew Garrison out there taking U-Hauls of stuff. Haney Business Ventures, we're doing a drive right now. So if you want to give, please come down to the Allegiant Giving Center, 4465 Granite Drive. We're collecting things for the displaced folks of the fires. We'd love any of your support.
And I have to thank my team on that too, because our team, this is less about me and you, Marcus. I mean, this is our team has rallied around. I think our business model sort of reflects a philosophy of giving back to our community, right? We do that through Allegiant Giving and through the veterans and through our leadership and the entrepreneurship and stuff. But like when there's an emergency going on right down the street, you want to have people on your team that think that same philosophy.
Absolutely.
So they're actually leading the charge as we think about like helping these people, these victims of the fire. It's our team that's doing all this work, and here we are on the radio where the team's down there cranking out all the work. So just a gratitude to the people that we've been fortunate enough to put by our side this entire time.
No doubt. And it's going to show through these tough times, it's really going to show kind of what these American people, how much grit they really have, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about that, this show is about entrepreneurship. We're going to dive into that today. And there's, I always think about what can I do, right? When I think about people like you, Marcus, that have fought for our freedom, showing some grit, as you mentioned, the people that are showing grit in Butte County and even in Southern California. It's like, what can I do? And here I am. I've got a little bit of a small business background. I've built some businesses. I'm now, I think we've sold some businesses. Now I'm rebuilding. I think we're invested into a couple dozen businesses. Into a couple dozen businesses and helping build this sort of platform to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution, making Sacramento a place where entrepreneurs can thrive. But,
right.
We are a place that's kind of known as being kind of a government town. But you know what? It doesn't matter what the town is doing if the entrepreneur has the right mindset, if the entrepreneur has grit, if the entrepreneur has the characteristics that go into winning. I mean, anything is possible. Am I right?
Well, absolutely. I think that I've always had that mindset, and you've taught me at such a young age, anything is possible and everything matters, right? So, you put yourself into a position in this world, in this town, to find some people that, run in parallel with your mindset, then you have the ability to really change something, change a demographic, change a ideology, right?
Yeah, it makes you think about where those philosophies come from. What philosophies are most important in entrepreneurship, in winning, but also where do they come from? I mean, you mentioned grit. How would you just, you're a Marine, grit. What's grit mean to a guy like Marcus Haney?
Grit is having the ability to never give up, have the ability to, put your boots on every day, one foot at a time, understand that it's going to suck a little bit, right? Yeah. Kind of embrace the suck to get it done because the guys to your left and right are counting on you for that, right? There's really no option to show anything other than grit. But I guess I'll throw that back at you as an entrepreneur. Where do you get that grit from?
Good question. I think it comes to us in different places. I think on this show, we like to, we like to tell stories and experience share, if you will. There's probably more than one right answer to where we develop our philosophies. Where do we get that grit? But I often think it comes from our experiences in the they come a lot of times earlier in life. For you and me, we both played sports, right?
No doubt.
You're now coaching sports. I coach some sports. So you learn a lot, I think, on the athletic field. But, you know, I think you learn by having tougher times. It actually, you figure out who you are when you have tougher times. And I don't think everybody is cut out to be an entrepreneur. You start thinking about that. You know, where does it come from? Sure. I think it comes from the way we were brought up. I think it comes from the tougher times as we grow up. And I think even as adults, I don't think we ever really quit changing, quit developing those philosophies. But so often they're earlier in life. But I mean, look at you in the Marine Corps. I mean, how did the Marine Corps change a guy like Marcus Haney?
Well, I went in as a punk kid, right? So, you know, I had a lot of changing to do. But, you know, you went in and they taught you a winning philosophy. They taught you that, you know, God, country, core, right? And that was the top things in your life that you were required to, you know, dive into the military mindset, the Marine Corps mindset. But I also think that it derives around mental toughness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where grit really, comes from, is mental toughness. Having the ability to embrace the suck, like I said earlier. Yeah, I guess that's the best way of saying it. And put yourself around the right people is where I've always said, if you can, I was perfectly parented, right? I had you, hard-ass dad, and I had mom, who, you know, was always
super
there.
Super supportive.
Pick up the pieces. So in that mesh of those, I became pretty tough.
You learned to have compassion, but you also learned a little bit about perseverance, right, and persistence. And I think as entrepreneurs, there's so many characteristics that go into entrepreneurship, right, that are important. It makes you think about talent, though, because as president of the Entrepreneurs Organization, as having this radio program, so often, I'm hearing these stories of entrepreneurs. It's never about talent. It's always about these other things like passion, a sustainable passion, about surrounding yourself with the right people, about driving sales. It's about, you talk about grit and perseverance. These kind of almost like intangible type of qualities have nothing to do with talent. It has to do more with who we are deep down inside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't really be soft as an entrepreneur, right? I mean, you can't have the ability to say, oh, it's somebody else's responsibility, because in reality, it all falls on your shoulders.
So, we think about entrepreneurship and how to win and who ought to be an entrepreneur and who should not be an entrepreneur. And I think it's an interesting question, Marcus. Thoughts, like, who doesn't have the grit? I wonder, like, how do you tell if one of your teammates doesn't have the grit, or if I'm thinking about investing into somebody, how do we tell who doesn't have the tools that it takes to become an entrepreneur? Who will not stay by your side in a pinch when the times get tough?
God, I think that's the age-old question, right? Who the friends you pick as a kid to grow up with are the guys that you want to have by your side, all the way up to the business partners, or somebody that you work for, right? As the entrepreneur you work for, do they have the grit to take you to the top to be successful in their company? And I wish I had the answer to that. I think that there's numerous ways to look at it. I think that you can go in and see their track record, see how hard they work, see what their mindset is. And I think it starts with the mindset and the leadership and how they have that trickle down to the masses and how they do well with helping that engine run as seamlessly as possible.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to try to get inside the mind of another individual. Maybe
no
it's
doubt.
A business partner. Maybe it's somebody you're thinking about hiring or somebody you just want to hang out with. And I like to ask the question, what's your big win story? Like, when did you win in life? And it seems to me that if the win story doesn't have enough grit in it, if there's not enough perseverance, if there's not enough toughness that was demonstrated in that win story, then maybe that person has handed life to them a little bit on a silver platter. And, it's not their fault that they don't have the toughness inside them. It's just the way that they were raised. It's just the experiences that they've had.
When your experience of seeing people, entrepreneurs, successful, failure, have you had anything that you've been able to pick out that really sets them apart? I mean, does a scab and a scar like a Titan Gilroy, does that make you a better entrepreneur?
Well, we've had, I think the people that that come on this our program that we interview, Titan included, the entrepreneurs, they have these characteristics. It's never about talent, right? They come in all shapes and sizes. It's not that, like, if you go to IBM, right, or some major corporation, and you look at their sales force, it's the guy that's 6'2", 200 pounds, probably played college sports. And, you know, these guys make great employees, but do they always make a great entrepreneur? You look at the entrepreneurs that come on this show or in the entrepreneurs organization, the people that I know that I hang around with, they're 5'6", they might be even heavy set. Sometimes they're the bad news bears, but they don't quit,
right?
I mean, these aren't 9 out of 10 small businesses fail in the first 5 years. That is a crying shame. Which ones figure out a way to make it over the finish line and continue to drive all this opportunity? It's the guys that don't quit. Because, I mean, isn't failure, right? We fail. I fail every day, but so often, it seems like people are almost like embracing the failure, almost making it sounds a little politically incorrect, but people are saying it's okay to fail.
Yeah,
it's okay to fail. It's like, well, I don't want that to be misinterpreted by myself. I fail every day. Ask your mother. But like, I don't want that to be misinterpreted because I think it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail, but that doesn't make you a failure, right? If you don't quit. And I think in business, you think about the people that are counting on us in business, our teammates, maybe our shareholders if we have investors, our family. People are counting on us to be successful. And so there's people that talk the talk and people that sort of walk the walk. The audio's got to match the video.
Doubt.
And I think for a lot of people, we got to figure out a way to see through that a little bit. And yeah, and it starts with our philosophy.
And something I've heard you say a lot on this show is, you know, it's okay to fail, but fail forward, right? Yeah. Fail with a purpose. Fail with a mission. Fail doing something that you tried your absolutely best on. Yeah. Fail at something that you gave it your all. You come up with a scar, air scab, and you learn from that mistake, and you carry on with the plan of the day. But you only fail if you quit.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we talk about, are you hanging or banging, right? So hanging's rest time. Banging is when you're at your very best, at your very best opportunity. You got to have passion. You got to be able to allocate your resources correctly. But you also have to have your purpose in front of you. If you want to find that place, that place in your heart where you had some tough times, sometimes you put those things in front of you. Like for me, I think back to the athletic field. I think back to the dinner table with my parents.
Yeah.
That's where I gained my early philosophies. And you know what? My parents weren't that easy on me as well. I had a tough dad. My mom was pretty tough too.
Yeah.
But they taught us to love one another as well. So I think we're inside Mark Tank here, and I have all the things that remind me of who I am and where I came from. And to my left, behind you, Marcus, is a radio that my dad gave me when I was a young man. And my dad, I think, you know, he was one of those guys that didn't show all that extra, you know, lovey-dovey stuff.
Oh, I know a guy like that.
Us. Yeah, yeah. He was worse than me, believe it or not. Yeah. But, you know, he was one of those guys. And so I keep that radio there because it reminds me. My dad gave that to me. I had begun to have a little success as a teenager and saving my money. And I loaned my dad some money, who had a TV shop. He needed to make a little investment. And it was a time in the economy where they didn't have any money. So they borrowed my whole life savings. And when they paid me back, when they finally paid me back, my dad gave me that radio. It's like this old-time radio that looks cool. It's an antique. But it reminds me of my dad, and I think it reminds me that, you know, we had 4 kids, and, you know, each one of us only got a little bit of attention. And I was always striving for that attention. So you bring up grit, Marcus, and I would say there's a sister feeling that I try to tap into, and that's desire, right? So you got to want it. Why at 55 years old do I still want it so bad? And do I still have something to prove to my dad who passed away, you know, 20, 30 years ago? I don't know. Maybe I wasn't hugged quite enough as a kid, but I still, for some reason, I tap into that feeling of desire. And I think it was a desire to please my parents, a desire to get noticed and to be different. So depending on where you come from, you think back to the hard times, you think back to why you are who you are. I think if you look deep down inside, there is a way to tap into those philosophies that make us, you know, succeed, Marcus, that bring out our win story. And as I sit here with you thinking about entrepreneurship, thinking about everybody out there who's fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life, who are fighting for the fire, you know, to keep fighting the fires to keep the people in the Butte area, in the Paradise area safe, and as well in Southern California. As I think about them, I think about what can I do? I think about, hey, you know, the things that I'm doing today, are they the type of things that that my dad would respect? Am I making him proud? I look over at my radio, I look at you, and I think about why I do what I do. So just a little shout out to all the guys like you, Marcus, who are fighting the good fight. For our security, our freedom, our way of life, all those out there that are fighting, you know, for entrepreneurship, putting the food on the table, figuring out a way to change the world. I hope you find a way to tap into your grit, tap into your desire, and help lead the people that are counting on you to victory, to the 13 stripes, to the 50 stars, and to that desire, to that grit, to that goal that's always worth fighting for, yours. Never above you, never below you.
Always by your side.
If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community. Engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.